Washington.
Now, 3 years ago, the journalist Steve Call was among the first to report details of Pat Tillman's friendly fire death. His reports were published in the Washington Post. He now writes for the New Yorker magazine, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So we've heard an account of what the Army did. Have you been able to determine why they did it, why they misreported this death for so long?
Well, unfortunately, the Inspector General doesn't help us very much with that question. He implies that couple of generals withheld information, presumably because they feared the embarrassment that would ensue once it was disclosed that Pat Tillman had died by friendly fire. But he really doesn't describe conversations among the command about the public relations implications of his death. So we're left still facing something of a mystery there.
So we can only speculate, as people have, that perhaps the military was looking for heroes, or perhaps people were trying to avoid embarrassment. A couple of different motivations there.
And there was a big public memorial service, as your reporter alluded to, where Senator John McCain and other figures appeared to celebrate Pat's life and to remember his death. And it seems likely that the command didn't wish to poison that event by introducing the complication of the true circumstances in which he died.
Now, Mr. Call, one of the reasons we want to talk to you is because this is not the only instance in which it's been said that there was a friendly fire death that was first reported as something more heroic sounding. Is there a pattern here?
Well, I think there is. This is an army in the volunteer army in the media age, and officers at the highest levels are trained to think of the media as part of the battle space in which they operate. But this is a new idea, and they're not very skilled at handling the pressures of a high-profile death or a circumstance such as with Jessica Lynch, where a less well-known soldier dies in circumstances that the media jump all over. And so you get a kind of an awkward dueling instinct among Army officers in these circumstances. On the one hand, they want to try to control the story. On the other hand, they really don't know how to do that very well. And the result in both of those cases has been to mislead the public, mislead the family, and create the opposite effect of what some of them intended.
I wonder if there's another factor here. The family wants answers. The public wants answers. Reporters want answers. Military officers want answers. And it's a war. If you didn't actually see the thing happen on the battlefield, it's often impossible to tell what really did happen.
I think that's true. I mean, the Inspector General points out that the Army's own regulation is you're supposed to do this as quickly as reasonably possible. Well, that's an elastic standard. I think in the Tillman case, the records show that the Army had more than ample evidence to conclude that friendly fire was likely. Indeed, they sent a message out to their own senior command about 6-7 days before the memorial service saying that it was highly possible, I think was the language they used. In that case, they should have acted more quickly, and that's what the Inspector General found. But I think in many other cases, the circumstances are grave, full investigation is required, and you don't want to tell a family something about friendly fire that you then have to reverse after the investigation's finished.
We've got something more than 3,000 families now of people killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. Have they become distrustful of what they hear about their loved ones' deaths?
Some have, because, again, this Army's own procedures in some cases foster changes in communication with the family. If you present an initial finding of death in sort of death by the enemy, and then later discover through prolonged investigation that friendly fire may have been a factor, you're obliged to tell them as soon as you know. Well, that may mean coming back to a family 2 or 3 times. And as in the case of Tillman, eyewitness accounts on a battlefield involving friendly fire or even not involving friendly fire, often contradictory and uncertain. All of that can feed mistrust in a family that is itself struggling with grief and perhaps anger about the death of their family member.
Mr. Call, good to talk with you this morning.
Nice to talk with you.
Steve Call is a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine. He spoke with us from Pasadena, California. And by the way, you can read the Pentagon Inspector General's report on Pat Tillman's death by going to our website, npr.org.